I'd like to give my two cents on the three kidnapped Israeli teenagers that happened back on June 12th, which now the Palestinians are being collectively punished for. Notice the language, kidnapped teenagers. They were soldiers. They have mandatory service in the military in Israel because it is an apartheid, colonial, expansionist, racist regime. And so they have to force the people into the military. They were in Hebron, which is occupied territory deep into Palestine. One of them was a sniper. All three of them were squatters. One from Naf Alion, one from Talmon, and one from Elad. All of which are colonies, Jewish-only colonies, sitting on top of former Palestinian lands and former Palestinian homes, which the Israeli military went in and destroyed so that they could place the chosen race of God to exclusively live there in Jewish-only colonies. They weren't kidnapped. They were captured. This is the pretext that Israel used back in 2006 to invade Lebanon and kill thousands of civilians. They said that Israelis had been kidnapped. They omitted the fact that these Israelis were captured inside of Lebanon, not Israel, and that they were soldiers. You don't kidnap soldiers, you capture them. They were at best prisoners of war. They offered absolutely no evidence as to who did it, but blamed it on Hamas. Now Hamas is about as bad as Israel, but it was created by the Israelis, and they always give them useful pretext to come hammer down on Palestinians collectively. It's sick to capture or kidnap anybody and murder them, but what happened in response to this, once the teenagers' bodies were found on June 30th, is that Palestine is attacked by the Israeli military, civilians attacked by an army and an air force. One Palestinian youth was actually kidnapped, taken out of the street before morning prayers, before Ramadan, packed into a car, and his body was found burned and tortured in the woods hours later. What was he guilty of? He was guilty of looking like people who were accused of capturing the three Israeli teens and killing them. So an innocent teenager was tortured and burned to death because, hey, he's Palestinian. And in the Israeli mindset, that kind of overt racism is perfectly okay. That's a perfectly rational response because they took some of ours, we'll get some of them. So far, and this death count will go up faster than I can report it, at least 9 Palestinians have been killed, several of them being teenagers. 640 people have been detained and definitely abused. 11 of those were elected members of the Palestinian Legislative Council. We've had a swath of prisoners who were released, re-imprisoned, and of course, thousands of homes and universities and other facilities have been raided. Why are they raiding universities? Why are they raiding homes? For what? On top of that, Gaza, which is not Hebron, which had nothing to do with it, has been bombed from the air 35 times. And the targets have been economic targets. It's an Indian reservation full of Palestinians. That's what that is. It's an internment camp. That's basically what it is. They have turned that into a giant outdoor prison. They continue to murder people with the so-called rubber bullets, which are nothing but metal bullets with plastic coating on them. There's a good documentary on that called Gaza Strip. You can also see it in People in the Land. Israel has killed thousands of Palestinian children, about 100 a year. And then when they have their big incursions, a lot more than that. They live in cages. They've actually fenced in people's homes. And the settlers, the squatters, Zionist fanatics, go in and take what they believe is their land based on their religious belief that God gave it to them. And the hell with private property and the people who were living there. You're not Jewish. Therefore, the Jewish God in the Jewish books doesn't give you the land. It gives it to the Jews. So say the Jews. Not all Jews, but Zionist Jews believe that their God gave that land to their chosen race, which was meant to exclusively rule over it. And they put people in cages. They murder their children. They bulldoze down their houses. They push them off the land. They throw them in jail for any pretext whatsoever. They torture people. And the U.S. gives them $3 billion a year to do it. Cut all foreign aid to Israel and Hamas. Stop giving aid to both sides. Hamas is not Palestine. And the Israeli government is a government, and like any other government, it only has its own interests at heart. Stop sending them money. Stay tuned for the ANC podcast. I'm hoping to have either Norman Finkelstein back on the program or Jeff Blankfort back on the program to talk about this issue of the kidnapped Israelis and the collective punishment and response that we've seen thus far while the world is distracted by the World Cup and 4th of July celebrations. Peace.